It's 11 o'clock. Live from BC's News Leader, this is The Bill Good Show on CKNW News Talk 980.
Province columnist Mike Smith in for Bill. Up next, is your dog driving you nuts? Tips for training puppies and older dogs, too. Speaking about pulling your hair out, calling all dog people, everyone loves their dogs, but even the most lovable dog can drive you crazy now and then. Time to talk to Ben Kirsten now, who's a professional dog trainer with Ben Kirsten and the Wonder Dogs. Ben.
Mike.
Hey, thanks for coming on. Do you think it's a good idea to give a puppy at Christmas? Is that a good gift at Christmas time?
It's kind of a given. I mean, you can read all kinds of articles on it. I think there's something in today's paper here in Victoria, Times Colonist. The answer is no. You can do it so long as you've really thought it out, planned it out, talked it out with the family, and it's not a surprise gift. But generally speaking, it's not the greatest time of the year. Now, somebody has 2 weeks off for Christmas,
right?
And they've really thought it out, planned it out. So there are exceptions to the rule. Having time off to have a new baby or puppy in the house is ideal. I mean, that's the key ingredient to having a new puppy. So, you know, if somebody had some considerable downtime, that would be a big exception, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. I remember we got our puppy there a couple of years ago. He's now a great member of our family. That's what we did. I took a little time off work so we could be home and, you know, help that puppy along, train the puppy, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many considerations. A lot of people don't consider that over that puppy's lifetime, thousands of dollars will change hands with groomers, vets, training, food. So, you know, so long as it's really been thought through carefully and planned out, you know, this is the key ingredient. It doesn't matter what time of year you're looking at getting a puppy. You really need to do the math on it instead of just making an emotional decision.
Okay, we're going to have opportunity for people to call and ask Ben some questions. If you've got a dog training tip or anything to do with dogs, phone Ben up here, and I'll give you the number here just before the break. Tell me about the power of positive dog training, Ben, that does not involve a treat. I guess at the end of the day, that's like bribing your dog, right?
Well, it's not just like bribing your dog, but it's something that so many dog owners, we see that all the time. You know, car's coming, dog's not hungry, and the owner's panic-stricken because they've done all this training that relies on food. So I think more and more people are looking for that holy grail of positive dog training that does not involve food. And the email that I sent you basically sums it up. We call it the pack and motion concept. We've actually been, you know, toying with the name of it. It's only been, you know, less than 2 years that I came up with this concept as a teaching tool for clients with their dogs. And, you know, sometimes we refer to it as the run club concept, but we've pretty much settled on pack and motion. And what it basically teaches dogs is to move as a pack or move with the owner, even if it's a small pack, ignore distractions. And the video clip that I sent you from Wonder Dog Run Club shows dogs doing this off-leash around all kinds of distractions. We've taken young puppies, you know, puppies that are 3 months of age, 4 months of age, and after two outings, 30 minutes each, it's just amazing how these pups can stick like glue to the owner's side or to my side. We've taken dogs out from the pound. This is just recently, about a month ago, we took Diesel out from the pound here in Victoria. This dog was at the pound because he kept taking off, and the pound keeper, Ian, said, if you take him off leash for a split second, he'll be gone. Well, we had this dog out twice, and after having him out twice, again, for about 30 minutes each time, maybe a bit longer, we have video footage of this dog running, staying with the pack, off leash, not showing any desire to take off. So we're kind of referring to this as the holy grail of positive training. And it's not for all owners or all dogs, but for those that can harness the concepts, it really is remarkable.
Okay, so in order to have that sort of pack and motion philosophy, you've got to have, well, you've got to have a pack of dogs though, right? So you've got to train with a professional or get together with other dog owners to make this work?
Absolutely. Now, as I mentioned, a pack in a dog's mind can be, you know, just the owner or owner and family.
Okay.
When you first start with the concept, having a few dogs, even if you have two or three dogs, for, you know, for many dogs, that's a pack, right? You don't need 20 dogs to do this. So, you want to start with dogs that are well-versed with the concept, so you don't have to worry about them. You can focus on the new dog that's joining the pack. But again, just there's a couple things that make success for this. If the listeners have pen handy, you might want to start writing things down. The first thing is speed. We have discovered that walking doesn't have nearly the same effect as speed. So if you can't run, if you're not in running fighting form, you can look at rollerblades. You can look at bicycle. The clip that I sent you shows a lot of bike action. And that's number one. The number two biggest factor is distance. If you're going back and forth across a football field, it doesn't work nearly as well as when you pick a spot away from traffic on a trail and you can get some bigger distance.
Okay, we're going to get the phone lines going here in a second, Ben, and it's always a popular segment when you're on. When you people come to you for help, what is the most common question that you get, the most common problem that people have with their dogs and they look for you to help?
Well, as far as obedience training goes, generally not coming when called. You know, things are going well. Puppy's doing great with treat training, but as soon as there's some bigger distractions, could be a rabbit, a squirrel, a bird, another dog, then suddenly puppy doesn't come when called, and that's when people call us because they want their dog to be safe, especially when living in the city.
Right. How do you deal with a situation like that?
Well, we used to start with what we called formal training, and we still do with some clients, but more and more I'm starting clients with this run club concept. Again, after just two sessions, the results can be just remarkable. And you see homeless people, their dogs are sometimes off leash even though they're not supposed to be. The dogs just stick to them like glue, and that's what we see. I mean, you know, dogs that see me months after I've met them, you know, dogs I've only met twice for 30 minutes, 40 minutes, they're just going gangbusters to get to my side. They won't even look at the owner when I'm around. So, again, the starting point to get a resolution on that is there's a few different approaches, but we're using the Pack and Motion Run Club concept more and more.
Okay, Ben, here's what we'll do. We'll take a break, come back with calls to Ben Kirsten from the Wonder Dogs. If you have a question about dogs or dog training, here's your opportunity. Your dog is driving you crazy. Speak to the expert. Phone Ben Kirsten, 604-280-9898 is the number to call. Toll free, 1-877-399-9898, *9898 on your cell. Your calls to Ben. It's next. All right, Ben Kirsten has been training dogs for over 30 years. It's your chance to talk to him. 604-280-9898 is the number to call. Let's go to Blake first. Hi, Blake.
Good morning. I hate to bring this subject up at lunchtime or any time, but I have one Sheltie dog out of three. You got to be Jim Dandy to the rescue. It seems to always, if it can get away with it, or she, I should say, to eat its number two.
Oh, yes. Oh, one of the worst. Ben, eating, you know what?
Go to the pet shop, get an additive. There's one called, oh my goodness, my mind's just gone blank. Papain, is the key ingredient, I believe, in the product. It's a meat tenderizer. And this product, when it's in the dog's food on a daily basis, usually makes short work of that problem.
Oh, really? Okay, so it turns the dog off from eating. It's, you know.
Yeah, now that can also be tied into exercise boredom. We generally see that in dogs that just don't have enough occupying their minds. So earlier I was talking about the whole Pack and Motion concept, and the wonderful thing about that is it channels the dog's energy in a positive way so they don't have time for, you know, ripping up the carpet and getting into all kinds of mischief.
Okay, Blake, hope that helps you out. Let's go to Carol.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. My problem is that we have a 6.5-month-old female Maltese Shih Tzu cross, and when we go for a walk, she eats everything. Anything that she can get in her mouth and eats it.
Okay.
So we're referring to something that we call poison-proofing, and teaching a dog to only take food from the owner's hand or their food bowl is something that won't be covered in the next 5 minutes, but you should know that it can be addressed fairly quickly, even with a chronic garbage hound that has been scrounging all their lives. A lot of people think you need negative reinforcement in terms of electric collars to resolve that. You don't. It's just a matter of being consistent, and it's something that can save a dog's life if you teach them to only eat from their food bowl. So that's something that you may want to contact some of my graduates. You're in the Lower Mainland, I take it, and we have graduates all over the world. especially in the Lower Mainland. Probably have 20 graduates there from my professional dog trainers program school. And if you're interested in getting in touch with any of them, just give us a shout. We'd be happy to put you in contact.
Okay, I'll read out the website address at the end here, Carol, so you get a pen ready. Let's go to Ron.
Yeah, hello. I want to bring back one of the first things the guest said was about planning when you're getting a new puppy.
Right.
And when I was a kid, we had several new puppies over the lifetime that I spent with our family and dogs. And my mom was a great one for getting everybody organized and training. And our puppies were usually, 6 to 8 weeks old. They'd just been weaned, type of thing. And to get them trained so they're not urinating in the house, the first day we have them, we put water down or we put food down. With a puppy, when it eats, generally within about a half an hour or so, it has to defecate. So we all would stand around after it's eaten or had a drink, and we wait for it to start getting restless and moving around. And as soon as we can see some action, we'd pick it up and we would put it on some newspaper. And then by the end of the day, we would have it trained to go on the newspaper. The next day, my mom would start training it to go outside. And usually within the weekend, we'd have a dog perfectly house trained. And it wasn't a real lot of effort. And I'm in the carpet cleaning business right now. And a lot of my business is cleaning up after puppies and dogs. And I find, unfortunately, a lot of people, they don't know anything about training their dog, and they end up having to get rid of their puppy or their dog because they just can't get it housebroken.
Okay, Ben, what do you think? House training?
Well, whatever method works, I say go with it. If that's worked for you, fill your boots, fantastic. Keep in mind, though, that after eating or drinking, a puppy may want to eliminate, to do their business within the half hour or the hour. But generally, where we see puppies wanting to go to the bathroom, like lickety-split, is after any form of physical activity. So after a big play session, even if it's 10 or 15 minutes, it's almost a given that puppy's going to have to do number one or number two. That's the time to watch them. Take them outside. Connect the action to a word. Doesn't matter what the word is. Could be blue. Mustard, doesn't matter. If you always use that word every time the puppy does their business and you praise them appropriately, you can actually condition the response. So say you need to take the adult dog later on a long road trip, or you're flying them somewhere, and you don't want to be standing there in the rain for 30 minutes to get them to do their business before the trip. You can use the word and condition them to go within seconds with the average dog.
Okay, let's go to Richard.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Mike. I wanted to ask your guest about clicker training your dog.
Yeah, using a clicker
right to
train. Ben?
Not crazy about it. For some training techniques that work really fast without clicker, go to the website wonderdogs.bc.ca. There's like at least 19 clips there on YouTube showing all kinds of training, and you'll see techniques that work profoundly faster than clicker training, which I feel sometimes is overrated. So to get into that in more depth would take some time, but the short answer is, look at other options before buying into something that has a lot of hype. And, I know a lot of people subscribe to it, and I know a lot of dog owners will say, hey, clicker training's worked for me. That could be so, but let me show you a few options that may work a whole lot faster.
Okay, let's go to Chris. Hi, Chris.
Yeah, good morning, Mike. Yes, my question is this. We have two golden retriever brothers. One of them has learned to go downstairs, grab the morning newspaper with all the flyers, bring them upstairs. He sits, he talks, he wiggles, he knows he's done well, but he won't give us now the paper.
He won't what?
He won't give us the paper.
Oh, he won't let go of the paper.
No, he knows he's done well. He talks, everything, but he just won't give the paper.
Okay, Ben, we got less than a minute here now.
All right, so we'll talk fast.
Okay.
So what I would recommend is some heavy exercise for that dog before you try this little routine. Heavy exercise, minimum 30 minutes, swimming, biking, whatever, chucking the ball. And then try the same routine where he go gets the paper. He's a lot more tired at this point. And then whip out a favorite toy, like a toy that this dog just lives and dies for. Okay, so if that doesn't work, you're going to have backup, and it would be a favorite food treat. Chances are he's going to release the paper for the treat or the toy. When he does, praise him like crazy, huge tummy rub,
okay,
and just repeat again and again.
Ben, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks a lot.
You're more than welcome. Merry Christmas, Mike.
All right, same to you. Ben Curson from Ben Curson and the Wonder Dogs on that website, like we said earlier. wonderdogs.bc.ca. We'll take a break. Come back as promised. Last-minute gift-giving ideas. We got you covered on that. It's next. The Dogs next. But first, here's the news with Terry Schintz.
Mike, WestJet says it well.